Random House Audio presents Showing Up for Life, Thoughts on the Gifts of a Lifetime by Bill Gates Sr. with Marianne Mackin. Read by Patrick Egan. With an opening and a closing by the author. Forward. Dad, the next time somebody asks you if you're the real Bill Gates, I hope you say yes. I hope you tell them that you're all the things the other one strives to be. Bill Gates.
Some second thoughts about thinking. In the early days of Microsoft's success, when my son's name was starting to become known to the world at large, everybody from reporters at Fortune magazine to the checkout person at the local grocery store would ask me, "How do you raise a kid like that? What's the secret?" At those moments, I was generally thinking to myself, it's a secret all right, because I don't get it either. My son Bill has always been known in our family as Trey. When we were awaiting his arrival, knowing that if the baby was a boy, he would be named Bill Gates III, his maternal grandmother and great-grandmother thought of the confusion that would result from having two Bills in the same household. Inveterate card players, they suggested we call him Trey, which, as any card player knows, refers to the number 3 card. As a young boy, Trey probably read more than many other kids, and he often surprised us with his ideas about how he thought the world worked, or imagined it could work. Like other kids his age, he was interested in science fiction. He was curious and thoughtful about things adults had learned to take for granted or were just too busy to think about.